Call this meeting to order. It is Thursday, February 8th. This is the Parks and Rec Advisory Board. Oh, no. I just brought a copy, but I bet.
You want one?
That would be great.
Sure, I'll take one because I haven't printed mine yet either.
So our second new member isn't here yet, so we'll go ahead and skip introductions and go on to today's agenda. Were there any questions or concerns?
Looks good to me. I move we approve it.
Okay, second?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
And the summary notes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Second.
All in favor? Awesome. Before we go on with the meeting, I think that at the beginning of the year, we talk about chair, and we are allowed to...
I was going to have a presentation, so my computer's getting revamped right now to the new software that we're doing, so I don't have any presentation.
If you'd like to do an interpretive...
I could try.
Just tell us what was going to be there.
Yes, so it is a two-year commitment with our two-year maximum with the chair. But we are able, is that right? Did you say that right? But then what we can do, though, we can have a co-chair, which you can stay on, or we can have a president and vice, however you guys would like to do that. So we're able to continue, and I know you two had talked, but I just want to make sure you could do your all official bit.
John has offered to co-chair with me, and if you feel comfortable with the two of us working together on that.
Very comfortable.
Yeah. You do your vote. You do your vote.
Thank you.
We need an official vote.
I will make a motion.
There you go.
Okay.
John and Vicky are co-chairs of the Park and Rec for 2024.
Okay. Thank you.
And you second?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay.
Excellent. We have to designate two parking spots out front now.
I'll park wherever. It doesn't make any difference.
Only if you put gold tints on.
From a staff perspective, what is really helpful, if somebody is out of town or is unavailable, it gives me another person to reach out to, too. So there is some. And yes, yes. Yes, I think it's really actually helpful for us, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Super. So we have that done. It doesn't appear that we have any community for community comments. So let's do our community recreation center, an item that's on the agenda for every single month. Give us an update, Megan.
Yeah, where are we on that? So it's going to be full steam ahead. I've had about a week of, I have some things to get together, but it's going to be moving pretty quickly. I've been able to meet with Opsis, who is the person, the organization company, who will be designing and doing those renderings for us at Tamir Creek to show what that would look like. Have met with Meg, with Ryan, who you've met before, and the other consulting members to start talking about getting the schedules together that we will all have of the open house meetings. I'm putting the neighborhood association meetings, all of the other, the CAG meetings, whoever else, sports user, like all these meetings that I can find, we're going to try to put them on one calendar to figure out how we're going to tackle this in this really short amount of time.
Brilliant.
So that's coming really shortly. And I will probably, that information will probably come out, and through this process, we might be getting things from me prior to meetings or as things are coming through, especially as we're hopefully, with everybody's support, going to some of these meetings to help represent is what I'm hoping we'll be able to do. I also met with the, had first meeting with John and the polling company to look at what our polling sample might be, and starting for them, they're starting to draft the questions right now based on the information that we had before, asking some of our political concerns of where, you know, how do we feel this is going to go, how many questions are we asking. The hard part about a statistically valid polling, because of our community size, it will be relatively small based on, you know, those are the real calls that you have to have somebody answer. So it'll be about 300 is what they're looking for. The part that I was really impressed with is this company. I've never done polling before, so I'm sharing this with you, just you may know, you may not know, but they looked at all of our bond measures that had passed had gone up in the past and what the rating was on all of them, that going back to 10, 15 years. It was really neat to hear what passed, what the voters were interested in. Again, things have changed since COVID, but it was really neat to hear their professionalism. Clearly they do this for a living, but it was really neat to see their process. They're hoping to get, and I don't want, nobody please hold this to me, hold it to me for this, but we polling might start towards the end of February and go through the beginning of March. So that's kind of the first thing we need to do, start getting that wave of what this interest is, and then those meetings of the open house meetings to start up again. And it's really exciting, some of the things that we're looking at. I got to go through one, I don't want to, you guys will have a chance to do it, but one way of kind of having people look at the site and look at what the facility could potentially look like, but we're trying to get them that they're not designing the facility, but trying to put themselves in the facility. It was pretty neat looking at Tanner Creek alone, that Tara hasn't even heard all this stuff yet. When you're looking at Tanner Creek and we start drawing all of the trails that come into that, it is literally a spoke of our city. And when the MAX line or the TriMet line comes through and comes up here, there's another connection piece. So it was kind of exciting to look at what the opportunities that this can hold. So that is going on right now. So there'll be more coming to you about the schedule is kind of the key right now. And then that was my last couple meetings this week. Things are going to be ramping up really fast. The main ask of that we have of you and of council is once we get this rolling and we have these materials, we have these open houses, or if I'm going to a neighborhood association meeting, or if you're having one, is to help us be that liaison to just explain what the process is and what we're doing. We'll be handing you all that information so you can go. Because some people read the article and it sounds like we're building the rec center. It's like, no, we're still in the feasibility phase. You know, however you read the article, to kind of, you know, we can't sell the adult community center to build it. That's not true. You know, and how, and the other part I really emphasize is this is one building within a suite of buildings that we have. The other buildings like Sunset Fire Hall, the Adult Community Center, you know, Robinwood is used by them. We can program there too. And same thing with Historic City Hall, we can program some of those spaces too. So trying to really put it in this one building into our town feel is something I'm really trying to explain, because as a department, we will be looking at how we use all those buildings with this building, not just standalone. So I'm hoping people can kind of visualize that. That it's not just one space. If you're down on the bottom of the hill, it's not that it's not yours too, right? Or if you're in Willamette, it's not, you know, it's the hub of a city. So it's exciting, and it's going to go full steam ahead very shortly. So the first thing I'll be working on is getting the narrative that will bring up to those people who have signed up to be a part of that information feed, that they'll get, hey, this is moving again, you're already connected, send more promotion out to say, hey, you want to find out more about the process, and this QR code, we'll be getting all that marketing going really shortly. So,
go ahead, Chris. Sorry.
How is the polling going to be done? Are they going to push something out, or is it going to be you go to a website to find it?
No, this is they seek you out. This is not like what we did before. Yeah. And we'll probably still have some.
So they're going to call people who have to answer, and they're going to talk.
Yeah. That's why it's hard thing and expensive to do. But this one where it's really statistically valid. Like, you know, the ones before, a certain amount of, like Brian was showing, it's vetted to a point that somebody's not doing a robo repeat. Mm-hmm. They check that to make sure whether you're in the city, but this is the one that gives us that real the meat. But it is hard when you look at when you're, you know, 27,000 people and it's going to be 300, but that's why all of these other pieces we're doing are important, valid information we're getting from citizens about their desire for this facility.
And are they intentionally trying to get a broad, you know, reach of them?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. So that's very intentional. They have all of the statistics and all of the age groups. And perfect. And we're trying to figure out how do we even do that intentionally. Like, how do we have, like, mm-hmm. youth that we need to, you know, activate the sports groups. We have a youth group with the concerns mm-hmm. about the teens. I was lucky enough to meet with vice principals today and meet with Rosemont Middle School principal today for different causes, but it's building that relationship to how can this really serve us all the best and how can we partner together on what it may be and how we work with each other. So, yeah. So I'll have more of those details as we just had a couple meetings of meet and greets and kind of wanted to get some John's feedback of, you know, direction on certain areas, but that's, so I'll be having more of those detailed information coming out that I can share, you know.
I would just raise a suggestion that we actually hold off on the polling until we've had some people take a look at what we're talking about, because everything has been, what would you like to have if we did this? But there isn't actually something in front of us that we're saying, oh, it would be this much money, going to have these types of things. I know that MIG put together, it could be this, but nothing's come to us or other groups about, here are like three options that we're looking at, or any of that.
So we're not designing the building, so you wouldn't have that, because we've asked people, what do they want in the facility?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we have the information of what people have wanted. So if we come to people and say, here's three different options, they're thinking they're building the building, and we're just asking if they want it.
But I thought that the polling, the real value of that is, are you willing to pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, we've had feedback, don't ask me if I'm willing to pay for it if you can't articulate what it is.
Okay.
And so I'm just saying, we need to have enough of a picture,
because
mm-hmm. it can be this or it can be this. And if we're just saying, do you want it or not? We've already asked.
We're not, Vicki, we're not. There's like a whole layer of questions.
Yeah, but what we really want out of the poll is, would you be willing to vote yes, meaning that it will increase your property taxes?
And that is the question.
Right.
That's the first question.
Well, it is the question that you paint the picture, though. So it's like, if you throw options out, so we already had some of those options, and I'm probably speaking out of turn. I will definitely take this feedback back to them. But we have the points that had already come out was that two gyms were a high desire, a walk-around track was a high desire, a fitness location was high desire, community space was. Open flex space for programming and for dance and fitness. So those have already been vetted. So now this is what has been asked for. Are you willing? And there's a whole bunch of other questions that go into that. That's just the very simplistic, but that was phase one. We don't want to necessarily recreate phase one, what the community said they wanted. And then now, are you willing to pay for that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'd just like to see something that not just this is was the response, like this is the analysis we did of the responses, mm-hmm. and this is what it will probably be.
And I think it's all being dovetailed together. We have a 4-month period.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I think that picture is going to be there for certain. On a phone call, the picture's not there, but that information will be coming together. And I will add, I don't know how soon that can all happen in front. They're all going to be kind of tied in together at the same time. But I will find that. I totally hear you. I just don't want to commit that I can make that happen. If I had a whole year. The other part that was kind of, I thought was brought up, that was, this next election year is a big one. There's going to be a lot of people voting in November. And so if you wait,
mm-hmm.
you don't necessarily have as many people engaged.
I just would like to have something more in front of us. That, I mean, I know that we're not going to be doing a pool.
You're going to have a drawing. I don't think, are you getting me that you are going to have a drawing? You are going to have a drawing.
Something.
You are. I just think the polling may not happen at the same time. You may not have a drawing while you're calling somebody on the phone. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. If I was just getting the call,
mm-hmm.
I'm just putting myself, as a citizen. If I was getting the call, it's like, well, this is what people said. Would you be willing to pay for it? It's like, well, what does it look like? I haven't seen anything about it. I haven't seen anything. And I don't want to just say yes without seeing something. Just something.
I'm happy to relay that.
I'm more than a QR code. Mm-hmm. I mean, we need to have something more in the paper and just a little bit more substance.
So people can envision it. Basically.
So people can envision it more than just the words.
Of course.
Yeah.
That is the intent. I just don't know if it's going to meet your expectation on timing.
No, that's true.
I'm trying my hardest I can.
The other option, I'm thinking of this, is that you either say, this is it, what do you think? Or you ask the question, if your taxes went up X, would you be willing, understanding this is what we're trying to do. Right, two gyms.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be willing to pay this much? Would you be willing to pay this much? And so you get this increment, right, of what everybody might be willing to pay, and then that turns around and influences what
That's
this building what this building might look like, right?
Yeah, and I wasn't saying putting that on the polling. I was saying we should at least have something to look at and have the dialogue.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the intention.
Okay.
I couldn't tell if you were wanting.
Not in the
poll. You mentioned options, and I'm like, that's kind of what we're trying to make sure we're avoiding, is that we're not wanting people to come and try to build it.
No.
Is that how, what would you see yourself using this for? How do you see yourself using it? And there's actually going to be spaces where you'll actually get to see it placed in with Tanner, and it's pretty cool just when I played with it myself. So I think that's the goal, is to have, do you see yourself coming here? Do you see it fitting in our community?
I guess if I'm going to be an advocate out going to meetings and so forth.
I'm not against you on this.
I just need something more than the conceptual, because I couldn't answer questions. And
okay.
I've been pretty close to it. Something more than the conceptual of, like, well, these are the things that are, it's clear that this thing would have. Or
we have that, yep.
Okay.
And we've got that now from the first phase. And so then you say, these are the things that it would have, the activities that you would be able to host. These are the rooms that it could have in here from what we've seen from the first polling, our first survey. This is what came high. Is this something that you would be interested in helping pay for? I want to make sure I'm meeting your expectation. That's my biggest worry.
The biggest question is going to be, what's it going to cost me?
Uh-huh. And that's exactly it.
That's the bottom line. I mean,
yep.
The folks I know that, hey, community center,
yeah.
Sounds like a good idea. You know, sort of like,
cost per household.
Yeah, yeah. Last time we did this, you know, with the pool and all that kind of stuff, is what do we want? Well, we want this. You know, well, Jesus, what it's going to cost.
Exactly.
Because that's the bottom line, is everybody's going to look at their property tax bill,
100%.
And it's going to go up, and what's it going to go up? And
right.
And that number is what's going to make a difference. And the polling will help us decide what people are willing to pay, if they're willing to pay.
Yeah.
And that can change what we build.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at what people are willing to pay, and enough people are willing to pay,
right.
And you've got to do more, you've probably got to have 65% willing to do
something.
Okay. If you look at the polling data we've seen before, you want it to pass, that's kind of a number you have to get.
It's
not like
exactly.
51% of the people will do it. That's not going to fly.
Yes.
Okay. It's not like an election you can win with 51%. But the number will make a difference as to what we can build. Because when you look at what Lake Oswego is building, okay, with their stuff, you know, next to Lake Ridge, okay, if they would have had twice the budget, okay, they would have had a much bigger facility.
Absolutely.
Okay? They wanted a much bigger facility, but when you look at what that costs, that's not going to be it.
Exactly.
This is what we're willing to pay, and this is what you get.
So I am going to ask to get the drawing beforehand. I just didn't want to, I know there's ideal in what I'm able to do. So that was just what I just didn't want to, I get the point of it. I totally understand it, and I want that too. I just need to make sure that all of that dovetails in together. So.
But yeah, Vicki's exactly right. I mean, right, if you told us we were going to a meeting tomorrow to answer questions, we'd be going like, I have no idea. I have no idea.
But guess what I'd be doing? I'd be doing the same thing.
I know.
Because we're not there yet, right?
Right.
So that's where they're.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to be there before we go sit in a bunch of people.
I would never ask you to do that.
You could, but some of us might not go.
We might be busy that.
That's right.
But that's where you get to know me, and I wouldn't ask you to do
that. No, I understand. We understand.
Yeah.
We're on the same page. Cool.
Okay, so I got that down, though, for certain, and get an answer on that, the timing of it all.
Yeah, if you could send a timeline to us.
Being made right now.
Okay.
Remember, we're not just asking you and other groups. We're talking to council, too. They've said that they were going to go out, so it has to be set up and clear information to be able to go out. Because there's no, why would we do that to ourselves?
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Any other questions or thoughts?
I just was going to say, what if somebody, what if one of the people doing the poll reaches somebody who has no idea and has never heard of it? Do they have a way to approach the person on the other end of the phone?
I don't know those details. I mean, they do this professionally, so they're the top one in the area, so I'm sure they have that. I don't mean to say like I'm just assuming, but they are the number one polling group around.
So they're prepared.
So I'm sure they've got their shtick, but that's like to Vicki's point, right? To not have it be completely foreign to people who answer. We've done our marketing in advance to say this is coming your way. And, you know, all the marketing we can do, you still have somebody who doesn't read the paper, doesn't look on Facebook, doesn't write, you know, so they've got to have some way of getting that through to them. But it's a really good question. I'm happy to ask that because I'm kind of curious.
It would be really nice to have, you know, contact the paper, have an article with more information and say that we're pulling statistically valid. But if you happen not to be, here are ways that you can provide input, even if it is a rec center at whatever the email is here, that there's a box that people can provide comments, not on Facebook, but an additional input that's a blind input that isn't Facebook and posted that people can just share input.
That's the intention.
Yeah.
But it would be great to actually have all of these pieces as a picture. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be great.
Well, also, I know some background has already been done. There was a survey. There is interest.
Yeah.
The community is interested. But this is the next step.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, because if we just come out with a picture of options, people don't know necessarily that the previous phases that have gotten to here. So trying to make sure that we really have, what are we asking the public? We're not asking them to design it today. We're asking what they want out of the facility, and are they willing to help support pay for it. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of it's a little bit of a dance.
But even pictures of an elevated running track.
Oh, yeah.
Even just some things that give people a sense.
Yeah. That would be
and then having additional input points that are blind, not Facebook. But, you know, just having a one-way QR code, I don't think is sufficient. I think we should set up, you know, maybe it's a blind rec center email box or something that, you know, heck, I wouldn't mind going through it before a meeting and summarizing it each month. I mean, seriously, just we have to have more to input than just output. And I think both of the input and output are a little weak right now. So, and that's not on you. It's just such a compressed timeline that it's really hard to make it happen. I mean, that it's like makes me a little bit uncomfortable.
But the one being at all the meetings.
And I want you to also be really assertive with us, where you need us, what you want from us.
Thank you.
And if you need a quick turn, here's information, give me your feedback.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not anywhere close to a meeting. I need it by, you know, tomorrow. Don't hesitate to use
that. Well, it's you and the steering committee, so there's two groups, right? So there's two groups that we have to do that with. So, yeah,
okay.
We definitely will. It's going to be like, you'll see the exclamation point. Hi, Brian. Exactly. I greatly appreciate that. And I want to set you guys up for success out there, too. And knowing that I'm one of you going out there doing the same thing, I want to feel confident when I head out there as well. I appreciate the feedback. And if you guys think of things after this meeting, just email me. I mean, if you think of something or something that you've seen that has worked, just please.
Okay.
I really appreciate it.
All right. So our next item is the planning. And we sent that out. Sorry it was late. I continued to be sick this whole month. But I'm better now, and I actually got a chance to meet with Megan. She tried hard, but I was out. And so in our last meeting, we kind of went through the introduction and just kind of reaffirmed a lot of the language. We reaffirmed and cleaned up our analysis, which is section 4, page 6.
Right.
We reaffirmed our analysis that continues 7-8, pages 7-8. And so based on that, our process has been, we did that, our kind of affirming our analysis last month. Then we identify each month that we're meeting and try to figure out how are we going to make sure we stay on track for the priorities and not get diverted into, you know, the item of the moment. So I sat down with Megan and I said, you do a brain dump of all of the really important things.
This was last night at 4.
And then, you know, we took a look at the calendar and I said, you know, this should be a useful tool. The advisory board should be a useful tool. So, you know, what's the best way of doing that? At our last meeting in January, we recognized that the rec center would take a large portion of our meeting time, and that would be an agenda item every single month. So what we did, you can see I'm on page 4 of the plan.
Anybody else need one right now?
I can give you one and just look on the computer. So here we have February 8th. That's where we are, Parks and Rec, priorities and plans. That's our discussion across the Rec Center. Going into March, you'll see Rec Centers
rec center,
on every
rec
month.
Yeah.
And one of the things that came up is we need to do some things to make sure that we are sustained as a bee city. And this is an important part of that.
Well, we added one to the list too, Tara and I. So kind of been the lead on those. And so what we realized is that you are the Bee City Committee, and then Tree City is required to have a committee, and I have no idea who that is, so I would love for that to be you.
Okay.
So Tara, where did we put that in at? We put it in at March.
March.
So
Tree City USA.
Tree City USA. Bee City and Tree City.
Yep.
So I wanted to give a little context on those.
Yeah.
Tell me if it's okay to give a little context. So,
yeah.
I didn't want to interrupt.
I have it.
Perfect.
This is, yep.
So with those two programs, I'm still learning how we've operated here and what we've done in the past. And a lot of those, I just was able to help get LO right before I left them via Bee City. And when I brought it back to Parks Board, we had some people who wanted to really elevate the program. And then one thing I reminded, which maybe wanted to kind of bring to you, those are additional really good feathers in our cap to show the sustainability that we're doing and how we're operating and caring for our environment, right? But what it does is the items that you're required to do are really have to be staff-driven because it's our time. So right now I'm looking at this year I want to see what the staff is currently doing based on their time commitment. So Tara will be able to present that with, you know, when we come to you. And so the idea is when we come to you to present, we're telling you what we are planning for the year because things go out in catalogs, Arbor Day is already planned, that Pollinator Week event is already planned. So we're coming to you to say, this is what we're doing as far as the city. Here's the things that we did the last year. Are we on the right track? And essentially it's approving if there's an idea or a specific project you'd like us to work on taking on, we would take it back and evaluate if we have staff time and ability to do it. Because you can make these programs gigantic, but you have to have the staff time because staff is the one who implements it, usually with partners too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same with backyard habitat, same thing with those type of programs, but it has to be, staff has to have the time to do it. So that was what I was going to present to you guys to see if you'd be okay with in March. We came and gave you a presentation on what both of those programs are, what we currently do, what the requirements are, and what we're currently doing, and kind of a synopsis. And then we end up turning those reports in, and what we've done, we have to do a summary page that we would present to you as well. And that goes to those organizations based on those timelines. And then we can see moving forward, there might be some good opportunities that we haven't had a chance to explore yet. Because everybody's just been running, so I'm hoping to do a little bit more planning this year. We're still meeting our accreditation from what I know, and we still are those two items, so I just don't want to lose that either, but want to see if we might be able to improve on them or tweak them a bit as we go through. And as the initiative may come up down in the future time with Sustainability Advisory Board, I don't know, we'd be able to adapt that and change our time of where we're doing things.
I know this is on the agenda for next month.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
But my husband, I'm going to own it. My husband is a major environmentalist. We have our nation bee houses. And I mean, he's all in. Therefore, I am as well. We even made, we have a whole side of our house, mason bees. Anyway, I was thinking, I know that the city has like grants for community stuff, and we could do Mason Bee boxes and go through scouts and have them, you know, do that type of thing. And, you know, I've just started, because Bee City's not been on our radar in years since we got it. I mean, I'm just going to own it.
Yeah,
it hasn't been on the agenda.
We're renewed for the year, and this is what we did. Yeah. So coming from looking at our department and our city holistically, because Bee City is Bee City. It's not Bee Parks and Recreation Department, right? So that's what, so I had to, in LO, that was literally my last council meeting, presenting and asking if we wanted to be a Bee City, and I partnered with the other departments on what that is. And so I want to look at what we're doing as a department and then figure out how that ties in with what other departments are doing. And again, it goes to all of whatever our sustainability initiatives are. I don't know if there's any in working with SAB on those things.
Mm-hmm.
It all ties in. It's really interesting how a lot of the Bee City stuff meets the Tree City criteria. And so you end up doing this double work to get this really great benefit. And then we can project that to the public. Because we're not doing a lot of natural resource restoration work right now. I have a good big passion for it, and it's very important for the work that we do do. So that's part of that. If you start building this framework of what we're doing with these things, it starts to build the potential grants for us for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And then also getting that, showing that that is important to our community. So we do have the pollinator garden down at Marius Young. We can have many pollinator gardens all over the city, you know, even in our parks. We just started doing that in LO, where there people were starting to plant these mini pollinator gardens within. And you know, a pollinator garden doesn't have to be that complicated. And it can be really beautiful. And so anyway, so I wanted to bring that up front and center, and that is an active role for you guys to be a part of. And so this year, I want to just, this is what we're doing currently. And then we also did just hire, somebody on our staff had left on recreation. We just rehired somebody to fill that position who has a real engagement with wanting to promote environmental education.
Wonderful.
Very exciting. So Laura will be helping us with some of these projects too, and seeing whether it's, there's also passive recreation and education too, right? It doesn't have to be an event that we put on, but there could be some educational materials that we put out in the public and within our park, or on newsletters or on the newspaper, that we can be showing that we are making these steps forward. It's already happening, right? We're already doing it. So how to educate people about it.
Educate and coordinate it.
100%.
100%. It's like a little haphazard.
It is, but it's so much fun though when you get rolling on it. I mean, absolutely.
Well, I also think there'd be a lot of, this is an opportunity to partner with a lot of different groups.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I don't know if anybody knows, but at the Oregon State Fair, they do like a honey contest, you know, local honey. Mm-hmm. And my friend and local Westland resident, they won first place.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right up off Ireland, they have 4 to 8, you know, bee boxes. They've been doing it for a while. They love it. They're really, really into it. So,
cool.
And they're very protective over their, not called their hives. What are they called?
They are. They're their hives. Yeah.
So anyway, we go over and help them sometimes, you know, when they're extracting all the honey and just all the stuff they're doing. Anyway, it's really neat, but they're really into it. And she was so tickled when they won. She did it last minute, I know. And she thought, oh, let's just do it. We have a lot of extra honey. Let's do it.
There's so many things
anyway,
like
we are Bee City.
We have Crest to be able to work with, too, with the school district today. I have a little bit of proudness. I was driving to the library, and I saw I don't know which class was looking at the pollinator garden outside the school. Those plants came from my husband's nursery. And I was watching, and I was like, they're learning and walking through this. It's right in front of the school. It's so great. And they have their signs up. And so there's things that we can do that don't take a lot of staff time. We have Eagle Scout that comes and build. I call them bee hotels because you have different, you can do them in different ways. But anyway, so I just want to, it's a really great thing that we get to be a part of. And again, those are our city initiatives, but it gets to be housed here. So, and then we also can make a presentation to council on those as well. So other things that we can do as time goes on.
Yeah, well, I was going to see if there would be any interest in having them come speak at some meeting or the kids' school or the craft or do something on it. Because they're really well educated and really involved. So anyway, just throwing that.
Well, this is our topic for next month. So our homework is, let's all kind of reach out to people that we know or groups and come prepared to do a brainstorm of what's happening out there and pull it together and see if we can come up with some ways to leverage some of the stuff that's already happening.
Yes. And the one thing I will beg of you is remember the staff time and staff driven. So we can come up with a whole bunch of ideas, but just as like some ideas, but if we can take a look at what we're able to actually physically do, because coordinating volunteers and coordinating groups is a lot too. Tara does all of that. So I want to make sure that I want to make sure that we can, as you know, I don't want to ever let you down. I also don't want to stifle us either, but I want to make sure that when we go talking that we are understanding that we're trying to build what we possibly can do and see how we can effectively do it. So definitely come brainstorming, and there's what groups are already doing things and who we can partner with. Like Backyard Habitat's another easy one. It's all the same initiative, right? And how do we partner with them? So, and I've already emailed with them because I've worked with them before, so.
Yeah, I'm not thinking of things for the staff to do. How can we leverage the resources that are already there? And, you know, there's a AP and VSI at the high school that just create passionate eco warriors. And both my boys through that, they are super passionate eco warriors. And there are just so many things that we can do with that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we have a little bit of extra, I mean, we can do some stuff too, mm-hmm. not expecting stuff.
Yeah, well, and it's not some for a lack of one. Do you know what I mean on our end? You got to hear Tara. I get all excited, and I'm like, okay, remember.
I know.
Remember, Megan. So, yeah, and that's where I do hope. I never want to be, like I said, stifling dreaming, because that is exactly what I don't want to do. I just want to make sure that we can fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And, you know, we can step up a little bit. In April, we have tree code and tree care. Code and care of trees.
So I would like to be able, there's a lot of conversation going on. Tree code is a very scary thing when you try to consider opening that up. But I wanted to give you guys kind of an update of what I'm doing working with the other departments on how what's effectively working. Our arborists potentially maybe retiring at some point in time in this year. So I'm trying to review what's working well with that position, what's frustrating, what can we streamline. And that position actually does work for planning, engineering, and building. So I'm kind of doing this big overhaul of, okay, explain to me what we do, how does that position work, and what is not currently working for us. And all of the departments are doing that. So please do not get the word out that we're revising the tree code. We are not at all. We are just kind of looking at what might be, if we were to make some tweaks down the road, what will that look like? And now good luck for us is LO just done their urban forestry update. And so they're going to be looking at tree code updates this fall. So we'll be able to kind of watch and see how that works for them. So I don't know if it's tree code. I just wanted to be able to give you guys kind of some of the obstacles we're working with right now. And some of the experiences that people have been having with it, because it can be really a line in the sand with people of how they feel about trees, overprotect, underprotect, you know. So we're looking at from a staff perspective to start. Obviously, we have the ecological part that's already been in place, and that's a bigger conversation, but just trying to figure out how we handle our tree permits, how do we handle our evaluation, the fees associated that are not associated with it, and how are we supporting our other departments? And so I just kind of wanted to bring you guys up to speed, because that conversation will start coming. It's on a sustainability advisory goal. So I wanted to make sure we are in the loop of kind of what I'm hearing and knowing and learning. And you all might have feedback on that too. So yeah, because we're not just
big.
I'm not just parks, right? We have all the street trees too. So.
And that leads us to May, and that sustainability is the topic, but the intent is to do something in conjunction with the Sustainability Advisory Committee so that we have leveraged and coordinated efforts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could send an invitation to our meeting if they want to send their chair and just talk, what are your goals? What are ours? What are, mm-hmm. you know, if we take a look at the big goals in the back, sustainability is a big part of our master plan, as is environmental. So really the March, April, May is all around that commitment to environmental concerns and coordinating efforts so that, you know, this group isn't going in this direction, we're going in this mm-hmm. direction, and realizing that we're going to end up stepping on each other.
I'm doing a lot of coordination. You'll see that they had presented council with a resolution about electric landscape equipment specifically, and then also about facility equipment, like HVAC systems and stoves and refrigerators and that type of thing. And I was very, I felt very thankful that they connected with us to talk about the realities, and there's no no to gas powered or electric equipment. There's just this transition of what it is. I did a lot of extensive research on it and presented on that topic. And so what I'm looking to do, and the reason why we pushed it back, is I need to kind of understand the status of what we're doing in our department. Like, we don't have an IPM, integrated pest management. We don't have one here. And so that's something that, to me, is a backbone of our fundamentals of how we operate. You know, it gives you you don't just go to chemical, which we don't do anyway, but it gives you that roadmap to explain how you make your decisions and why you do what you do. And that staff needs that. It's also building trust with the community to have a set expectation of why we operate the way we do. So that's one of my goals for the next year. So I wanted to find out what practices are we currently doing currently doing, and be able to report that back, and then start to build that relationship with you and SAB. Because we have the same goal, but we have different roadmaps of getting there, right? There's just different, but they're all tied together. So I'm trying to be a real advocate working in Dillon's, their liaison, and wanting to really be active with them as well, because a lot of their initiatives impact, that sounds like a negative word. It talks about the work we do. Mm-hmm. Right? And so that is why that is on there. Just to give you thoughts when we come to these meetings.
And then in June, we know that we're going to have a big meeting on the whole meeting will be on the rec center. That's kind of a do or die date. Yeah. And so the whole meeting is rec center.
And we may have to find that we have to have a meeting prior to that. Because once that information goes turned in, I can give updates, but I have to silence myself as a city staff of talking about it. So it can't be seen that I'm advocating, right? So that will be something I'll be watching really closely if we have to have a special meeting in advance of the 11th date to get the last information that I can give out. And we'll still be able to talk about it, but I have to really make sure I do that fine line of just informing. I haven't had to do that before.
So, and then the fiscal year is, of course, mid-year, and so kind of a budget update, where are we at, kind of year-end review. That's just good, healthy. Historically, in August, we don't typically meet, because people's schedules get pretty wonky. And then September again, that is something that will be probably what's going on with the rec center. We talked about last month the McLean House, and we pinpointed, let's do something in Q3. And so we picked October around the McLean House, and then November and December is really set for us by the city. We do our year in review reflections in November, and then we do a strategic review of progress and do our report to the city there in December. So, you know, clearly this is not as issue driven as we're kind of going along, but it does start to embrace some of the bigger pictures in our master plan, and also really facilitate some of the improvements to Parks and Rec. And so, and then also recognizing that Rec Center is going to be a big push. Yeah. So, what's your reaction to the suggested schedule of meetings?
I think it's fine.
Or anything that needs to be added, right, that we may be missed?
I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, I mean, there's going to be space that we can add things as
always.
We don't want to jam it so full that we're having to leave things out, and then there isn't time when, you know, the new controversy comes up or situation.
Not this year.
Mm-mm. No.
This kind of brings us to, we always, of course, have community comments, but we always have a place of items of interest from board members, which is what's on your mind. We always have a chance for staff to update us on what's going on, events and rec, and then department and project update from Megan, and I think putting a lot of thought into that. We have a space, if there's anything that's urgent or emergent coming from city council, and then closing with summary. So our structure allows for that room to deal with whatever else is on our mind or what's important.
And when we review the agenda, the first part, if you've got something that needs to be talked about as part of the agenda, you can add it there.
Yeah,
that's true.
So as a Parks Board member, you can always do that if there's an area that you're involved in and involved with and you want to deal with that. We can put that on the agenda. So we don't want you to sit on your hands and say, well, I'd really like to talk about this. That's why I'm on the Parks Board. You want to go, yes, let's talk about it.
Absolutely. And when it goes out the week before, you'll have that chance, too, to add that for additional comment, and we can add those in there as you choose to.
We'll do a better job making sure it's a week in advance. This last couple.
I think you have some really good grace in this. Well.
I've been really sick the last 2 months with pneumonia, so I'm doing well now.
Yeah.
So are we in agreement?
Yeah.
Yes?
No, that's good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I will take the work in progress watermark off of this, and it is ours. The changes I'm making on the document, and I will send out the document with the watermark off, then it's done.
Vicki, there is one on page 7, the top of page 7 on the progress on plan column at Cedar Oak ramp, boat ramp parking lot. That was done last
year. Oh, that's right.
In 23. So that, I think that can come on.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's all done.
Okay. Good cut. All right. So this goes into our kind of update on Go Bond projects.
And it's going to be pretty short today. It's going to be pretty short. It's pretty much what I had before, but what I'm going to do for this next meeting, I think I mentioned last time that we had updated the website, and a lot of that was in preface to try to make sure we can show. So I haven't seen where John has been able to do that, but to be able to show people if we did good use with your money, if you're going to give us money for center, that's what we could do with it again. So what I do, I was talking to Vicki, as I'm getting closer into the budget and reviewing, this document is actually on the website. It's the City of Westland Capital Improvement Plan 24-29. I'm going through this and trying to understand what projects were I was told this has kind of been an aspirational dream document from other staff, so it wasn't something that was committed as far as certain groups have asked for specific items. But the timelines on those and look at the budget that's committed, realistic or not. So that's part of that budget planning that I'll be doing and looking, having an update on that as well, past even GoBond. We are wrapping up a lot of the GoBond projects, and so some of the big ones are like the Willamette, you know, down at Willamette. But I'll be able to give you that full capture next time with some pictures and some detail, as in they're kind of set at this exact moment. So we are working on the non-motorized boat launch right now, getting that 30% design, and I was really excited to be able to bring staff involved to say, is this going to work here? Can we make this work here? So that's kind of what I am doing with everything, including budget. Staff hasn't really been brought into the budget picture a whole lot from my understanding in the past, and so they're the ones spending the money in most cases and helping with the projects and figuring that out. So part of my education this year is bringing all the staff members into that, and so when we have that later on, any big things that come up, I will bring it up in those meetings. But I'm excited to get everybody. I may be at the helm, but it's our budget as a whole, as a department, so bringing everybody together.
We really appreciate your dedication to making this a transparent process.
Yeah. Well, and I think the thing is they're better. We find that we're using money one way and we need to do money somewhere else. For example, the budget, there's only $50,000 slated for natural area trees.
Right.
Well, that's one tree can be $3,000 to $10,000, right? So when you're looking at that and our events are $75,000, that's just my example, $75,000 for an event, that's great money for community events, but when I'm looking at that budget, so where do I kind of move money around? And if I don't, so understanding how we're spending money and how we're using it, and then ultimately figuring out how to leverage it for grants down the road. So got a long way to go, but I got a vision of where I'm trying to get to. So low light on the Go Bond update today, or next week, or next month.
Okay. And you haven't had your computer today.
I have not. I haven't been at it all day, actually. I think they actually see me. I was telling them I run from meeting to meeting these days. But I would have these things planned in further in advance. We just met yesterday.
So were there other items of interest from any other board member?
So Go Bond was really quick, but
yeah.
Any project issues that have arisen in the last month or two that we should be aware of?
So looking at, and what I'm going to do is I have Ken's old spreadsheet. I just want to jazz it up a little bit with some numbers to bring up to show you guys. And all of the information is on the website. A couple of things, the non-motorized boat launch, it's a tricky project. Because you have the confluence mm-hmm. of the swells and coming in and the amount of debris that comes through that area on any given year, not even just at the high storm season. And so looking at how the zigzag pattern comes through to get, to make it ADA accessible, and I will be able to show that this next time. I'm actually having them overlay it right now on the overall site map so we can see what our options are. The part I really appreciate from talking to the park staff is it's not just, I don't want to maintain it. I did not get that from anybody. I got that, how are we going to maintain this when you have all this debris that comes down and gets caught in these spindles? How do you keep it safe? I was so proud of that was their biggest concern, because they do a lot of that debris launching off, our staff does, where it traps in. Yeah. And then when you have to call in Advanced American Diving, it's really expensive. Mm-hmm. So coming from a safety aspect, that is what we're really asking right now. And, honestly, with some of those things, you're dealing with Mother Nature. You don't fully know the answer, right? So you're trying to get your best educated with the knowledge of the professionals on stand who are designing it and looking at other potential options. So that's what I'm working on right now. I know all of the Willamette Trail part is honestly on the moment for the back burner, so I can understand more of some of the intricacies of not having it be on our property and how that building of that trail will go. But know that it's there. I'm just having to work on historic City Hall and the rec center stuff mm-hmm. right now,
yeah.
Primarily the rec center stuff. And then a lot of things are completed. There was a couple things that were on hold, which is the Riverside Catwalk, which I have to figure that out with recreational immunity. The catwalk that goes down terrifies me. So I need to go take a look at that to figure out what our options are for that, but currently it was listed as on hold. and then there were some field improvements down at Hammerly. And then most everything else was completed.
Okay.
So, I know this is not up there, but when you're looking at the yellow that Ken, and this is Ken, right? He with the group got this taken care of. There's quite a bit done.
Yeah.
And McLean House got canceled because of underneath that situation, but the money, the items that needed to be fixed with the money that we received from the McLean, Friends of the McLean House, have all been done, but one small project.
Wow.
So that's great. But those are things we need to be able to share. So I want to be able to get that together. Cool. Yeah. So I was like, thanks, Ken. And then the explanations as to why. I think the other one that was on there was the White Oak Savannah. I got moved to SDC funding. I think that was part of that playground feature that I'll be working with them on, of what's possible, what's feasible down the road.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. I think I have some ideas and trying to get the curtail of what's possible, but that's what I want to start with. What is actually possible to do on that
right.
site? Yeah.
Yes. That's great.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I think there's going to be a development going on too, right? Is that
not at that site in that neighborhood? Yeah.
I don't know how close, or if there would be any, effect on the
there's
some, of the access.
So So there is an expansion of a trail that's occurring that I was working with Roberta and Ed on. I had a great meeting with them. Kind of creating a looped area, which that we've approved, and they're, we're also seeking a grant right now through CIS, our insurance company, that to provide, we do fields reduction on that site as far as making that 30-foot break in some of the trail. So we're actually applying for a grant to cover that cost, which is great. And then I'm also kind of watching, you know, the new pathway come in. I shouldn't even say this. Watching the new pathway come in along Salamo, that there's that, you can see that cutout that goes to the park. I'm like, how do we optimize that? That it's already there. How does that lead in and get more people who are coming down to make that part of a loop to go and experience the White Oaks, visit that park, and again, our healthy initiatives, right? Not only understanding the value of the environment there, but so when you drive down,
right.
I don't know what's possible, and I haven't talked to Eric, and but I'm, those are the things as I'm looking, like, how do we, this is a huge benefit to us to be able to loop people in there. So, yeah. Always dreaming coming on. And then the other person we have as part of our department is the Operations Public Works Building. That's part of what we're doing as well. That new home for our staff is coming up, too. There's meetings going on about that. Juggler. It's also pretty neat to see how much is going on with the limited resources we do have. So it's just, that's why I really am spending a lot of time with staff. I've interviewed Tara, and Jen and I have met with every staff member to kind of engage what do they do past their job description, what are they interested in, so we can work on a plan about building our standards and kind of expectations and improvements with our staff, starting with what's in the master plan. So a lot going on. And a lot of fun stuff.
Since you, I know that next is the events and rec updates, but are there any other department or project updates?
Yes, there are. I just learned of this, that they are, it just happened, ordered when Ken was here, so super great. Down at Mary S. Young, within the dog park area, there are more additional picnic tables that were requested, that those pads will be going in next week, as well as there, and then additional bike racks have been added to other parks as well, be able to get that list. The staff has been really working on getting things pruned and prepped for summer, so a lot of pressure washing going on.
Are there going to be bike racks, right, at Marriott?
Yes, I think there's two, but don't call me, but I believe there's two going, but trying to get them spread out. And I don't, that was the plan that was in place. So I want to be able to show that on the map and to be able to be at Marriott Young, because I know you have a lot of people who ride bikes there for even just practices.
Yeah, we practice there a lot.
Yeah.
And particularly in the summer, that's our primary practice area. Mm-hmm. A lot of kids ride their bike in, so they don't have
to. So we may need to talk about other more and additional locations too. So we should definitely talk about that. I think that's the main things that are going on right now, but I'm working with staff of like, how are we hiring our seasonals? We've hired direct hire, which takes a lot of time. We're looking at potentially working with a company to help us do that. And what is that onboarding like when the seasonals come in? What, you know, there's such value that you have, whether it's a teenager or somebody who's in between jobs, that you're actually teaching them a lot of life skills of things that they're getting to do and teach them our culture. And so I'm really going to be putting in a lot of time into that with the staff to kind of set that learning opportunity there, that it's not just a job. It's also I'm caring for this community and you get to have some ownership of those areas you're caring for. So that's been part of working with the staff on. And I showed Vicky that was able to create a maintenance manual in Eldo with the staff. So it wasn't a top-down driven document, but it kind of gave everybody, like, this is actually what we do, and this is our frequency of doing it, so that when another part comes on, we kind of have a set expectation, we know how to advocate for it. So I'll be working with them over this year to kind of see, and again, it gives them a chance to have pride in the work that they're doing, because it's pretty cool.
So is that like a frequency of maintenance and what type of maintenance?
Standards.
Yeah, it's like a
standard operating procedure.
Right.
Yeah. It is. And, you know, there's different types of standards in areas. You know, there's a developed park, there's a neighborhood park, there is a natural area. And so then everybody can kind of start speaking the same language.
Yeah.
I'm also able to share what they are doing, or if we see that we can't do something that we need to be doing, then how do I find the means to do it? Mm-hmm. So, but I don't have any of that documentation or any of that. I have the brain trust, but nothing down to be able to present it. And I'm doing the same thing with recreation. They've been really working hard on that too, looking at how much are we spending on our events? What is our real budget? We have just an event budget, but what does it take to put on the Polar Plunge? So when we're looking for sponsorship, what do we really need from that? And who would want to be a sponsor for it and why? So trying to look at all those pieces so that we're really sharp, because as these other pieces, if the rec center comes on, Oppenlander, or what if they don't come on and how are we going to transition? Where do we need to be spending our time and resources? And we don't really have a clear picture of that. And I'll be honest with you, this is, everybody's just been running. And so I'm running and trying to find time for this planning to pull their time to say, hey, if we do a little bit of this now over the next year, it'll set us up for some really good feedback and be really proud of the work we're doing. I don't think they really even get to see it themselves, you know? So, and that's really important to me, you know? So you don't usually go into public service just for a job. It is a bit of a calling, you know? So I don't want to take away from you, but there's some really great things coming up this weekend even. Mm-hmm. So I'll pass it to you.
Okay.
Me.
She's like, wait a minute, what? I got in front of you.
I know. So we have started our picnic reservations February 1st. We kind of pushed it off a month. It's usually January, but we started February 1st. It's only open a week. So it's been great so far. A lot of reservations come in for the shelters. And we did change the rental availability to April 1st to September 30th this year. So it used to be March to the end of October, but we don't get many to justify, you know, having it in March and October. So it'll just be first come, first serve.
And can I add one part? The reason, too, is we have to pay overtime to somebody come and service that when we don't have weekend coverage. So COVID, you saw a big influx in March, but now you don't see that. So now people just get to still have it without being reserved, and then we're not paying the cost of somebody coming in to set it up.
Makes sense. So, yeah, and give staff more time to get the restrooms all up to par.
Yes.
Ready for the season. And so then we're busy working with staff working with all the sports associations, you know, the leagues around town to get their field reservations all booked. Staff will be prepping, you know, those fields soon, getting nets up and everything for baseball. So this weekend we have we're starting our events again. We do have the Mardi Gras dance tomorrow night for the individuals with cognitive disabilities, physical disabilities. I'm going to talk to Nicole. She's probably got about 50 RSVPs, which is huge for her. She's
That's
super
fabulous.
So she's had a lot of people reach out to her that, you know a lot of like Down Syndrome Association. So it's been fantastic. So she's super excited about that tomorrow night.
And she tries to do about 3 of those a year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's going to do 4 this year. She's super excited. Yeah. We'll get those on the schedule, too. And then we have our Sweetheart Family Dance on Saturday. We have our max out at 9:30. So we've got a great crowd coming on Saturday night. It's going to be awesome. Other than that, we're doing a lot of behind the scenes getting ready for summer. You see our major events.
I'm
trying to update
5.
As I can. You know, I'll give Mickey an update. There's some that we still need to kind of just, we're not sure about Juneteenth. There's probably something that's going to happen, but that'll be updated when we know more about that. And the street market, when we're going to the street market. A lot of stuff. Lucky is going to be coming out March 1st. You'd love to see the park. And we'll let you know which ones they're at.
Right.
Really cute event. Just a lot of behind the scenes with programming, instructors. Staff is reaching out to everybody for that. Our summer camp, hiring, and fair, music, movies.
And one thing I found that they are doing a lot of, I've asked for a lot of, there was not a lot of backups to any one person. So if that person wasn't there, then you were kind of grappling and trying to move things forward. And so that's both sides of the division, including our building, you know, we have one person for all of our buildings, for all of the buildings in the city. And he, Jeremiah works with us as well in partnership with Parks. Parks come and help Jeremiah. Jeremiah goes and helps them. But trying to build over time those backups. So when somebody does go on vacation, they don't have to be attached to their phone. Also, if somebody were to get an opportunity, there's some sort of record of what was been going on so the planning can be picked up. It's going to take us a while. But once you get those templates together, they just get updated as you go mm-hmm. through, right? And so the crew has been really being kind to me by taking time to get those kind of in place, and they'll ever evolve, but it just will really give us a chance to see exactly what we're doing. And it's impressive when you start seeing it on paper, especially knowing we have, I think I explained, I don't know if you know, but we have Paris full-time, we have another full-time Tyler, and then we have three part-time people that work in recreation, two part-time people that run the Adult Community Center with all the programming they do, and then we have 10 for the park staff for maintaining all of the parks. So it's just, it is, and I feel like there's just a lot we do. It's really cool. It's impressive. So they do. I don't. I'm just running around in circles to meetings.
But we talked about a little bit about that at the orientation meeting, and I was just walked home shocked. I'm like, you know what? Michael, my husband, like, you know how few people do all of this stuff? And he's like, really? I have no idea. I'm like, nobody knows this, you know? It's pretty crazy.
And the master plan. There's comparison to these same size, mm-hmm. and it was a huge vulnerability identified by the consultant who said, if you really want to look at your vulnerabilities, it's not getting more park, it's getting more staff.
Yeah, Megan Keller comes from Lake Oswego Parks. I mean, if you look at their staffing mm-hmm. and you look at our staffing, it's a huge difference. And the number of parks that we take care of, the volume of park that we take care of is pretty huge.
It is. And I think part what I'm trying to do is figure out where there's some inefficiencies or streamlining that we can do. And so that's where the park staff is really getting a lot of, I mean, we're doing a lot of that talking right now to see why are we not able to do that? Should we not be doing that and doing this instead? Like for me, we should be mulching everywhere because that reduce any chemical use or hand weeding, right? Not only does it look beautiful, but then that's another part of our sustainability part of it. So, you know, looking at our irrigation, how much are we irrigating? What does that report look like? How is that being managed? So that's kind of, it's going to take me a while to learn all those pieces because they haven't really been asked that in a long time or have had that as a focus. But I think that's where we might be able to find a few extra dollars to do a few more tree things, or how do we, you know, where is that? You know,
yeah, I mean, that's great that you're having this discussion with staff because they're the ones who are out there every day.
Well, that's exactly it. I may have a worry, but terrible, you know, Tara, hopefully you can say this, but I come to it's like, I see this. Can you tell me what the story is? Like, what, why is there's a reason why this is what it is, whatever it may be. And there usually is. And so they've been really kind to me of asking a lot of questions.
Excellent. Well, I'm excited to see with the music in the park. We have all of the groups or artists coming, and it's going to be a good year. Still miss our street dance, but when is it?
12 through 14.
And there is a chance that Historic Willamette may do a street dance, and we've been trying to figure out, we won't be able to do it this year, I don't think, but we were trying to figure out how we can incorporate a dance into the fair. You know, you have, how do you activate the evening with a group of people? You know, you have the carnival side of it, but is there something that we can do?
Well, there's,
you know,
there's a beer garden stage.
But it's for, again, yes, but like, can everybody get in, you know? So we're just looking at ideas as we go through. No. But you're right, there is the beer.
There is the beer. And
they do dance in there.
But we used to have this awesome street dance in downtown Willamette. But it was, I know that there are some issues with that.
The amount of time and staffing, and a lot of it's OLCC.
Yeah.
It got to be a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't just have liquor flying all over.
Which basically is
you
what
don't
it
get
was.
The you don't get the OLCC rules for what you do, you know, where you take the liquor.
We started a great event, and then it evolved, and then it got downsized it a little bit. Yeah, it was great. It was so fun.
Were there any other things that you wanted to mention with events or department? other than you guys are working so hard, we really appreciate it.
I think there's something. I made my notes, but I went through those.
Do we have any feedback or information from City Council that we need to be aware of?
I think, no, everything has kind of been presented what's been going on currently. And then I do not know about our current liaison. I will find out about that connection of who that might be moving forward.
Okay.
I do have one other highlight. The Lions Club did reach out to us that they have some funds that they would like to give to us for projects.
Mm, yay!
And I asked them if we could refurbish some of the other projects, because they used to come and do all the building with certain things, and especially you can only have so many built things. But there might be some deferred maintenance, so the park, Jen is working on the park staff of what that money might be. It's about 40,000.
Wow. That's wonderful.
You know, the bridge that went out down where the new old bathrooms are.
Yeah.
Mary's Creek Trail, and then it got wiped out because it all fell down. And we can't rebuild it.
No.
You look at where it's going to fall. But they built that bridge.
So there's a lot
with
of money. Right. And so it was really kind of them to say, I asked, does it have to be brand new? Like, how would you want us? And we're getting a list together and we'll present it. But they were okay with doing some deferred maintenance on things.
And I mean, they're coming mass. I mean, they're coming to bring their stuff.
They're kind of wanting us to take it on now, which is
okay.
A little bit helpful because there's liability and things to go on with that. But that's how it used to be. But they're saying, no, we would like you guys to take this.
But if they'll give you the money, that's cool.
That's huge. And if they want to come paint something, I'm going to let them come and paint it. But that's kind of where they had said, no, we're kind of at that space where we're needing you guys to take these on, but I want to give them a list of things that they would feel proud about and put their name on.
That is wonderful.
So that was a really exciting call to get.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Great things happening. So just a summary, we, I took ownership for getting our final document, and I'll email that out with the additions we made tonight. I'll take out the watermark, and that'll be emailed out as final document. Megan's going to send a timeline of all of the activities related to the rec center to us. And Megan at one point asked John for any feedback on bike rack locations at Marriott Young.
I love one at, you know, where the drinking fountain is, the main parking lot, where the path goes down to, you know, big sign stuff there, and that'd be a great place for a bike rack. Because what my kids do is they put their bikes there and hook them up to the
whatever they can
billboard there.
Can you shoot her a quick email on that?
Yeah.
And I'll probably have Jen connect with you too, just to make sure we get it in the right spot.
Yeah.
And Should I reach out to the chair as the sustainability advisor?
Give me a moment. I'm going to work through Dylan.
Put a pin on that.
Yeah, if you could. And what I'm trying to do, I just wanted to get the connection. Like, if you could, I will definitely. I've already talked to Dylan about it, who's their liaison, and see where we can get some connection on that. But I wanted to make sure I was bringing to you some of their goals and things that their initiatives are. We may have some interest in that, and if you looked at the council goals from last year, our board was not a part of a lot of the sustainability action items, and I've asked for us to be included, like the electric equipment and facilities. We need to be a part of that conversation.
Absolutely.
Right? So that they're still updating those goals from their goal session last, and I know that's all online. I haven't watched it yet myself to see what the new update is, but it's coming.
It would be great if maybe Kathy or somebody could do a quick summary of it.
It's happening. She is actually right now. There's just been a lot going on.
Our next meeting is March 14th. Between now and March 14th, you know, reach out if you know of things going on for bees and trees, so that not to make a list of things for staff to do, but just
but you might have
to leverage other
partnerships or who's already doing something that we can work with or help facilitate. Yeah. Please. On that, I got all excited and I interrupted you. I'm so sorry. But I did have one more ask of those networking. So if you have a connection with your neighborhood association, if you have a connection with a group that would have interest or not interest in the rec, you know, we want to hear everything. We're, you know, mm-hmm. we hope to get good feedback, but whatever the feedback is, we want to hear it, right? We want to make wise decisions moving forward. So if you have contacts of either it's yourself or other people that you think we should be we're going to reach out to as many people as we can. We want to make a good decision, right, before we go to the polling or before we go to vote. So please send those to me as soon as you can. And even if they come up as we go through, it's okay to reach out midway through process. But I really appreciated the conversation and feedback about just the polling and me spinning on that. So I want to get back with Ryan on Monday to see how that can all kind of, wish I had a few more months and how we can get it done. I think in having those visual items, we already had those in place, but they weren't utilized. And so how we do that. So I really appreciate that, even when my head was getting stuck. Thank you. Yeah.
So you're saying you want a HOA member or...
If you have a direct... I have all the HOA leads. I've met with about 3/4 of the HOA boards. But if you have, I know who they are, but if you're connected to that HOA or if you have a youth organization that, you know, that we should be reaching out to or making sure that they're getting looped in, even if it's only through an email loop, you know, however that is. And so they get notified of these public meetings that we're having and where we're going to be coming to talk to people about this project. So I would really appreciate it. And I have to look at the steering committee to make sure we've got a good mix of a group there, that we have our representative from the Parks Board there as well. And we may even do some joint stuff because it would just not only save time, but have that one continuous conversation. So.
And once we get kind of the package, I mean, we can go out and do some.
Right.
Rah-rah.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of feedback and things that we're going to be hearing that we'll be sharing amongst ourselves too. There'll be a lot of email, I think, just on the short timeline. But and some of the questions, like you even asked, but how do they get into the poll? I want to know those things too. Like, how do you get into somebody who's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to talk to you. I mean, I know they have their method. But why do they do that? Because that sounds like a really bad job.
They ended up last time they had a really nice script. They said blah 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 blah. They painted kind of a picture.
Yeah.
They set the stage and then they went forward with specific questions. I mean, there was actually a tremendous amount of thought and
there's a lot that goes into
that. Yeah,
there's a lot. And they've done a lot of these type of projects too, so they're definitely known through the area, all the way up around. So but when you think of a job, you're like, wow.
Okay.
Right.
So with all of that, we did our summary, and unless there's anything else, this closes our meeting for Parks and Rec Advisory Board.
Cool.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
I'll be way more prepared next time, I promise.